Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Corey Davis, Director of Verizon's Response Team. Corey, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks, Donnie. It's my pleasure.
So I hear that you guys have gotten into the Marvel comic books thing, something about Thor. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so Thor is our latest innovation, our latest frontline, Verizon frontline innovation. It is the Terrian Operations Response Vehicle. We're really excited about it. It is first of its kind. You know, think of Thor as really a Swiss Army knife on wheels with a vast range of capabilities.
Well, it really does sound amazing. We're going to go into those capabilities. I do want to clarify something for people in our audience that have probably heard the term Thor, and there was a big, massive vehicle that came out years ago, that a large black thing that was run by Entrato for a while, and I believe is being used by the DC 911 folks today. And that was called Thor Shield. And I want to emphasize to people, this is different. And so I know you all are scheduled to come at IWC. If people are at IWC, they need to come by and see this, because this isn't anything they've probably seen before.
Absolutely. Yeah, completely different. And again, one of a kind, first of its kind, and a world's first prototype.
So tell us about some of the capabilities. This sounds fantastic.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, when we think about Thor, Verizon and Verizon Frontline are really providing the public sector with the most advanced, innovative network and technology solutions available. So, you know, like we talked about before, Thor is the world's first mobile private 5G and MEC disaster response vehicle. So this really does represent the next generation of mobile communications and disaster response. Thor can operate in any environment, under any network condition, providing mission-critical communications and capabilities to public sector, public safety agencies, military, DOD, where they need it most.
Okay. Well, a couple of things there. So first off, you mentioned that it's 5G capable. Does that mean it won't work with somebody if they're not upgraded to 5G already?
No, so that's one of the major capabilities, right? So along with 5G, it's also has 4G LTE capability, has microwave capability. It also has CBRS capability. And through 5G, our main capability is the ultra wideband capability, which I know you're very familiar with. You know, that's that ultra high capacity, low latency spectrum that we've been deploying across various cities across the country.
Yeah, now the performance on that is amazing. You also mentioned MEC. I believe it's multi-access edge computing.
Correct.
And how is that being used by public safety today?
Right now, you know, we're thinking about Thor as really, you know, again, it's a prototype built to explore the potentials of 5G ultra wide and MEC. So we're working hand in hand right now based off of the feedback that we've received from not only first responders, public safety agencies, but military customers around, you know, what would those use cases look like, right? You know, for example, some of our recent examples could be with some of the wildfires that are happening today, or even, you know, Hurricane Ida that went through Louisiana this past week, you know, providing, you know, enhanced situational awareness. It has drone capabilities as well. So, you know, think about providing that real-time data sharing within not only agencies, but fusion centers, federal agencies. You know, and with that ultra low latency capability, it also gives an opportunity to use something like Thor in a blue sky joint training exercise event through AR, virtual reality. Just has a load of tools and technical capabilities. And then when we move all those capabilities using MEC closer to the network and closer to the core, you know, we're talking, you know, latency sub 10 milliseconds. So it really is real-time response, real-time data to allow the first responders to make smarter decisions and safer decisions before they send, you know, a human being out to the situation.
Wow. Tell me, how big is this? How many people can work inside of it? Can you give us a little idea as to, you know, just what yep. it is from that standpoint?
Sure. So if anybody's familiar with vehicles, Thor sits on a Ford 650 chassis. So it is a massive vehicle. It does seat six. And within all of those seats, we have abilities to provide situational awareness through either tablets, laptops. We have video surveillance capabilities. And then there's actually a mission critical command center in the back of Thor that has multiple TV screens. It also has communications capability that is NIMS 1 compliant, full radio interoperability, including UHF capability. Again, I think we talked about it too. It has the ability to deploy not only drones, but also aerostats. So it has a plethora of just capabilities to take into the field. And actually, you know, now that I think about it, I think I said it sits seat six, but actually the back row has three more seats. So Thor can actually seat nine folks inside of this vehicle.
Okay. And I just got to look at pictures and I really didn't get a sense on the size. But whereas, for instance, some of these vehicles are so huge, you almost can't put them anywhere unless you have an open parking lot.
Right.
It looked like Thor was something that could be moved, you know, not necessarily all over the place, but it was a little more nimble than some of these huge, you know, things that look like our rock star trucks or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And really, we built this on the lessons learned from past disaster response efforts. You know, Thor brings the best of emerging and existing technology and network solutions directly to first responders, meeting them where they need, right? So, you know, able to operate in very remote locations like dense forest lands where there's no network exists, also able to fit in a C-17 aircraft. You know, Thor and Verizon Frontline can deliver the advanced technology and the 5G network capabilities wherever and whenever our partners need them most.
I was going to ask, is this something that you all could see using with military partners in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've actually been performing some blue sky business case scenarios today with the military and DoD.
Okay. And you mentioned your drone capabilities. I did an exercise at Texas A&M, or I witnessed an exercise at Texas A&M using drones. And one of the things that struck me was you had the drones go out and, frankly, they had to, pull the SIM card out of the drone, put it into a computer, process it, and then send it over as a thumb drive, have somebody walk it over to the control center. And I'm just wondering, with the 5G and mech thing, can that become almost seamless where it's going straight from the drone, you know, to the control center so that they can see something that's almost real time as opposed to something that, yeah, well, that's what it looked like, you know, 20 or 30 minutes ago.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. So Thor can integrate with commercial drone applications. Also has, like we talked about, the onboard tethered drone to assist with disaster response. Like you said, risk assessment missions, search and rescue missions, to provide that situational awareness to the first responders before they go into an unsafe environment. And as you know, keeping people safe is top of mind for any emergency management team or first responder team. And, providing those first responders with more of that smarter data will keep more frontline folks.
Okay. And I know this is a prototype, but have you actually used it in an actual operation yet?
So right now it's a one of a kind prototype. We haven't used it in a dark sky advanced mission situation yet. We have, as you know, Donnie, we have hundreds of mobile assets today that are deployed throughout the country that are providing, you know, a very great experience for first responders.
Mm-hmm.
But if and when it was the right situation and Thor was called upon, it would be ready to respond.
Okay. All right. Well, as much as I would like to hear how it works out in the field, I hope you don't have to use it.
Yeah,
but anyway, well, Court, anything else we should know?
You know, I think, you know, a few other things is, you know, Verizon Frontline is really driving digital transformation for public safety agencies with the latest technology. Thor is just one of those. And as we begin to scale 5G, Verizon Frontline is really differentiating and leading through the solutions and innovations. And Thor is just, you know, one example of that. We've literally been partnering with first responders, military, DOD, for upwards of close to 30 years. And based on their feedback, what they need, what they're looking for out in the field, that's how, you know, Thor was created. And that's how we're going to continue to innovate and create, you know, products and solutions that innovate for the future to make sure that we're putting tools in the hands of public safety that matter and make sense.
All right. Well, it sounds terrific. Again, I can't wait to see it. I know you guys are scheduled to have it at IWCE, and I certainly hope you do have it there, because if it's there, then that means you didn't necessarily need it to respond to a bad emergency. For those, I know it's scheduled to be there. What might people see, and can they get tours of it?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now it's scheduled. It's tentative to be at IWCE. We will have a formal process to schedule. So if somebody would like to get on a schedule to meet Thor and get a walkthrough, we can definitely accommodate that. Or if Thor is there and they just swing by the booth, we'd be happy to give one of our specialists there and a Thor expert to give you a look inside of Thor, walk around Thor, and just talk about the capabilities and use cases for 5G.
All right. Well, congratulations on getting this working, and I can't wait to see it. And frankly, I can't wait to see you, because it's been a long time since we've seen anybody in person. So
absolutely. Same here.
All right. You take care.
Thank you, Donnie. You have a great day, and stay safe out there.
All right.